أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, and we're focusing on Qasam place.
Today we will look at Surah number 93, which is Surah Al-Duha. The theme of this surah and the next one, which is Sharh or Inshirah, overlap to such a degree that most of our scholars consider them to be one, despite the intervening Bismillah. And they can be combined and recited in the same raqah of Salah without the intervening Bismillah. Chronologically also, Inshirah was revealed straight after Surah Al-Duha.
So let's just look a little bit of a background. The Prophet is at his lowest point. Revelation has stopped, some say, for about 40 days. He's being teased by people in the community. He's been mocked by them. Where is your God? How come you've got nothing new to say? He is rejected by the very people that he cares for so much. And these two, when they were revealed to him, he said, put them in your salah. They are the surahs of comfort. And in Quran City, we've put them in what we call comfort zone. So divide the surah into four parts, 11 ayat, four parts. The first part are two oaths where Allah swears. And again, I repeat, an oath is when we swear maybe because when we're angry, or we swear to prove our truthfulness, or when we're testifying for something. Allah swears when the subject of the oath becomes a prelude to the topic. It gives an importance to it. So he starts off by Wadduha. I swear by the early morning light. This is the time of the day when there is activity. The soothing light is akin to the light of revelation. See, revelation soothes but creates movement, and revelation comes in the day. Walayli idha saja, and the night when it is still. Saja is still, like lifeless, when it covers. And in night time, the Prophet used to recite this revelation. So talking to God in the morning, in the night, and acting on it during the day. Now let's look at the next section, which is the consolation and comfort to the Prophet. Remember, he was really anxious. You and I get anxious when our du'as are not answered. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is answering him and telling him, Ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma kala. Such an awesome ayah. Your Rabb has not forsaken you, nor is he displeased with you. See, wida is to say goodbye. Wadda is when you say goodbye to somebody you love so much. And Allah is saying, I am not saying goodbye to you. I haven't forsaken you. Qala is when you're unhappy with someone. You don't talk to them. Or when they've outlived their usefulness. And he said, no. And such soft language he uses. He says, I've not forsaken you. I'm not angry with you. I'm not displeased with you. And then the next ayah, وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. What is to come is so much better than what has gone before. So we've got to look at our lives too. The past is something to take lessons from. The future is going to be much easier than what has come before. وَلَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. And soon your Rabb will give you that which will make you well pleased. To me and you, he's saying, have sabr. My time is better than yours. You've done your dua. If you don't see the answer, it doesn't mean that I have left you. What is to come is so much better. And then there is a reminder in the third section. It says, Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa. Did we not find you an orphan and give you shelter? Awa is refuge. In the case of the Prophet, it was Abu Talib. The most painful thing in life is not to have somewhere to go as home. And Allah is telling you and me as well. Look at your life. You're such a vulnerable child. Look where you are now. وَوَجَدَكَ ظَالًا فَهَدَى. And he found you seeking a destination, so he guided you. The Prophet wished to take this Qur'an to humanity. He wished for others to be guided towards him. And Allah says, did we not do that? We guided you to it. And he guided people to you. وَوَجَدَكَ عَيْلًا فَأَغْنَى. And we found you in need. And we made sure that we made you free from want. You know, the Prophet was financially in need. He was burdened with the weight of being able to take the responsibility of the Quran to humanity. He was under a lot of pressure. Allah gives him Khadija, gives him Ali. To you and me, he's saying, your responsibility too. We will create an environment which allows you to get you where you want to. And if you look at life, we find this has happened. Now we look at the third section, the fourth section. And these are the concluding statements. So what am I, you and I, supposed to do? He says, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. Don't be domineering over the orphan. God is to have power over someone. Don't make the orphan feel worthless. Don't make the one who has nobody feel worthless. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Don't ever humiliate the one that asks you. Nahar is a river where water flows. When you shout at someone, it's like words flowing at them. Don't humiliate people. Don't insult them. Speak in a dignified fashion, even if you cannot accede to their requests. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And for the favor of your Rabb, that which He has given you, proclaim it, announce it through the tongue. نِعْمَةً, you know, softness, ease, relaxation, comfort. How did you find comfort from your difficulty? You know, we have a list of favors in our lives. Help people. Give them the confidence to know that things will become better. Give them optimism. Allah gives us, He gives us the optimism to look and see where we were and where we are now. And He tells us, transmit that optimism to others. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq, to be able to understand the Ha in Shira, in fact the whole of His book, to apply it to our lives. May He give us comfort from the difficulties that we have and allow us to give comfort to others and make their lives easier too. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.